front of the roll call, bitch. It's my show. I should be on the front of the roll call.
Technically, it's a Cast Ranger miniseries, not just Pink Casters miniseries.
This isn't the Lightred minute.
You said it was my show and I hosted, so I should be on the front of the roll call.
Yeah.
Fine, but which now, means I need to spend more time on it tonight.
Fine, whatever.
Well, technically, it's out. It's all of our show now because we're now all caught up with you. Fucker.
That's all staying in, by the way.
Yeah, I know it is. Fuck you.
Cue the roll call.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of Enter the Amazon. So, now, everyone, is where I left off in the show. So, now, what's ahead? Same boat as you guys.
It's
Sigma.
It's truly Amazon.
So, yes, we're on episode 4, Die or Kill. I think that's what's called.
Yeah,
Die or Kill.
Because alphabet.
And as I said, in my opinion, this is the best episode so far on the show. Like, the tension was there, the fucking characters were all fleshed out, the action was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And just.
I feel like we know enough about all the characters now that this is where the show started to be like, okay, here's some real fucking action.
Yeah, there's like some points where like, the chick or whatever, like.
Nozomi.
Yeah. You think she's gonna die and you're like, oh my god, I hope she doesn't. Like, she's super cool. And then.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
So, like, my thought at that point, and not to like start mid episode, but like, mom, like, Mole stays behind to protect her. I'm like, why don't you just both go upstairs with them?
Don't worry, we'll stay behind. And it's like, later on. Oh, that thing must have gotten stronger. Just see dead body parts everywhere. It's like, oh.
But yeah, the...
More people died.
But pretty much the whole, like, plot of this episode is it's just them...
Escaping the colony of ants.
Yeah, trying to escape this building that's surrounded by Amazons. And, like, they're trying to figure out, okay, how do we destroy all these things at one time? And then someone figures out, like... Oh, we should, you know, release a gas into the water system.
No, it's like,
so.
We're bringing the anti-Amazon gas, and when they said that, I'm like, why haven't we done this before?
Because it's untested.
Same
reason for any Deus Ex Machina solution pulled out of the plot's ass.
But what was really cool was, like, they bring in this other team, like, of,
the
like,
surveillance
yeah, the surveillance, yeah, and of these dudes, and, like, you know, they bring food, supplies, extra ammunition,
because
and, like,
Mamo,
the gas that they
because
need.
Because Mamo needs his burgers.
Yeah, exactly. So this is where, like, the burgers come in, and then, like, you know, and we find out that, like, Haruka, like, an Amazon, needs food to... fuel themselves so they can keep going. So.
I just wanted to comment on something I don't think I've ever seen in Rider before. Mm-hmm. When they're holed up in that one apartment, we see Omega in full suit, just like huddled in the corner, like in fetal position, and I'm like, that's weird and cute at the same time somehow.
Yeah, well, because, like, remember, like, underneath that awesome exterior of a writer is this very fragile man, so...
Yeah, and I love it. They're like, oh, are you, we're doing this for money. Why are you here with us? And my immediate thought was, I'm here because I didn't like needles. That's really all it was. If he kept taking the needles, he would have been fine.
No, but...
And then there was my favorite part of the episode where Haruka and Omaru? The mole?
Mamoru.
And Haruka teamed up, in which it reminded me of Kota and Michi from Gaim.
Yes, the early days of Gaim.
I did like the double henshin we got.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's just like, well, go? Okay. It happens.
But it's all cool. Like, you see, like, the greatness of their teamwork just, like, at full form. And they're, like, you know, they have each other's backs, and they're surrounded from all angles, and just Amazons are everywhere. They fucking corner, they turn. And,
I really
and
wish...
And apparently these Amazons are fucking stupid because they'll just walk into the electric wire barriers.
Well, like... I think when you become an Amazon, unless you've, like, trained it for a long time, like, you're kind of just, like,
maybe
going on your animal instincts,
well,
so...
Well, here's the thing. The other individual Amazons have shown at least some modicum of self-sufficiency. I think maybe it's just a byproduct of being one of these ants in particular.
Yeah, so maybe it was, like, a person who didn't want to do it, become one, and then, because, like, remember, all these people are, like, they were experimented on, and, like, you know, it just spread over, so some people, like, they don't know they're in Amazon until probably later on, and then they're just like, oh, fuck, I'm a horrifying monster.
Just the day they die.
Well, they had to have known at some point, because, like, they have the bracelets.
Yeah.
It's not like you're gonna go 20 years driving around.
No, driving around not.
Being like, I wonder what this thing is.
So a lot throughout the episode, like, they realize, like, they're really fucked, and so then eventually, like...
Although they were motivated by double the bounty on 182 of them.
Oh, yeah, it's like, okay, if you get out of this alive and kill all of them, like, you're gonna get fucking paid. And they're like, alright, sweet. And then...
That's a great motivator.
And then director lady's like, okay, they need more help, let's let the Alpha fucking get there so he can help them out. And then, like, they... tell him, oh, this is where they actually are, and he's like, yeah, okay.
They actually send him the real coordinates to get him there to help fight. And then they just dick move and have Shido fucking stun rod him at the end. And I'm like, I guess I understand why you did that, but still.
His fault for sticking around! Like,
I mean,
did you really think they weren't gonna, like, not do anything to you? Like,
you
saved our asses! Okay, you can go.
Pretty much. I guess he was too distracted by trying to be a father figure to Haruka.
Yeah, and, like, during this, like, the director lady, like, I keep forgetting her name.
Mizusawa.
Yeah.
It's Haruka's last name.
I'm just gonna call her director lady.
Sure.
So, director lady, like, comes into, like, the boardroom again, and, like, the president and all the board of directors are watching, like, all this shit from, like, face cams and stuff like that.
Face cam, and they're basically just like, don't you ever question why we need funding again?
Yeah, it's like,
there's 4,000 more of these!
4,000 of these fuckers out there! We need to take care of them! And just Maki's sitting there like,
Yep.
Agreed.
I thought there was only, like, 2,000 of them.
No, 4,
they said there were 4,000.
4,000. And there were, like, 200 in just that one building.
You know what was great, though? When Jin shows up and gives Haruka the egg, I was like, please, crack it on your belt. But no, he just crushes it and eats it.
It's a deviled egg!
No,
I don't care! That's gotta become, like, the wrist flick motif of the series. Cracking an egg on your belt.
No, but, like, I love that concept.
Fuck
just where, like...
Fuck it, next Kamen Rider series is a chef. And basically his powers are based on food.
At this point, it could be anything.
But I just love the concept where it's just, like, they need food to fuel themselves. Or, like, if they're deprived of food, like, they starve and they're weak and they can't do anything.
The only Kamen Rider is powered by hamburgers.
Exactly, yeah, so I'm like, that's why the burger, I've been saying about the whole burgers, so, like, you know, Mamoru,
I want burgers now.
Yeah, Mamoru loves burgers, and, like, that's
glorious
his favorite thing. Mamoru's so adorable.
I know.
Like, he's like a little, he's like a child.
I like how he shared his burger with Haruka.
Yeah, he shared it, he's like, no, you know, us Amazon's gonna sit together, right? And
it was funny, because, like, when he was handing it to him, he was still henching, and I'm like, is he gonna, like, squish against the mouth, or is, like, the helmet gonna, like, fucking open up, but just, no, he just learns to de-engine.
But yeah, so, like,
ripping off
so, like, Jin, they all gather up onto the roof, like, a few of them are still in the building, like, fighting them off in the stairwell and stuff like that, which is, like, really fucking cool. Like, just all the shit they're doing in this building is just awesome. That I have.
You know, some of them died.
Yeah.
Yeah,
missions, there's always gonna be casualties.
Two of the surveillance dudes got dragged behind doors and then eaten by Queenie.
Yeah, but no, it's just, like, they set up, like, these stun wires, and, like, they keep running into them because they're stupid, and then just, like, they have these batons, one of them has, like, a fucking shotgun, pump-action shotgun that keeps shooting bullets, but then, yeah, they all eventually get to, like, the rooftop, and then Jin's, like, he's like, oh, wow, like, didn't expect to see you here, kid, and stuff like that, and he's telling them, like, he's like, what are you here for? And he's like, oh, I'm still trying to see whether I'm human or not. And Jin's
like,
just like,
it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah,
anymore.
Jin's just spouting, like, it doesn't matter about if you're human or not, it's about staying alive and feeling alive. And then just like,
stay alive.
Okay, shut up.
Holy fuck, Violent Break was awesome.
You can tell the way that I want you, my name is up. she just made the cover of the fucking thumbnail just the Bee Gees, but just, like, Alpha Omega and Sigma or something, I don't know. There you go.
Damn it.
Yes, so they both transform, and just Omega just tears shit apart. He fucking just whips out of the fucking the spear that, like, has, like, blood on and shit. Fucking just Violent Break. Just throws it. fucking impales three fucking Amazons right away.
It was super creepy how when he pulls it out each time, it looks like he's ripping out intestines
out of himself. Yeah, because I like to think that it has, like, the belt has kind of an organic component to it.
Well, obviously, but it was so weird to, like, pull out this weird stretch of, like, what looks like intestines, mm-hmm. and then a second later in the next shot, it's a solid spear, and he fucking three combos it.
Oh,
and then does it again, and then it's a whip, and he pulls down the queen with it.
Yep. Go on, Gar.
Best part is when he, like, ripped off the other person's arm.
Oh, yeah, and, like, yeah, but he, like, takes out, like, the whip again, does another violent break, just fucking, like, lashes the chick down, fucking rips her straight in half.
I was kind of expecting him to go into his wild form at that point, like, when he started screaming.
Maybe, but yeah, then there's another guy where he, like, fucking cuts right in half with, like, his claw, yeah. and just, you see it, like, split open, and I was like...
blood all over his suit, and he's like, ah!
And I'm, like, I'm just watching this, and I'm just, like, I'm, like... Like, I don't mean to sound super sadistic and stuff, I'm like, this is beautiful. Like, this is so beautiful. Just like, no, because, like, I've grown up liking really violent things. Like, that's kind of why I'm a really, really nice person, because I wouldn't do that shit in real life. I wouldn't go up to a person and be like, I'm gonna fucking rip your head open. Like, I would never do that. So, like, that's why I watch violent movies and play violent video games, because that lets me, you know... do that stuff without actually having to do it in real life to experience it. So, but yeah, and you just see like blood all over him, and he's just like, ah! And Alpha's just like, that's my boy, like, good job.
I just realized something.
Huh?
You're the comments Amazon. You need comments to live.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, or else I'll be wild pink caster.
Oh, hot pink caster.
Hot pink caster, there you go. Light
red.
But, like, just, like, the shots, the camera angles, just the choreography was just, like, you knew the suit actors were just going fucking ham. Like, especially Omega's, like, whoever it is. Just, like, it was, he was having a blast. And, what?
Say that when they cut the break. Just, cut. Oh!
Yeah, no, but see, like,
get this helmet off of me so I can actually breathe.
No, but adrenaline goes a long way, and it honestly can just keep you in the moment.
Yeah, but
like
still, or you can end up like Seiji Takaiwa passing out on stage.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, like, years ago. It's like...
In which suit?
None. He just tired himself
out. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, do all the deno forms. Happen. He, like, passed out.
Wow.
Wow. But yeah, just they connect the gas to the water system.
And at first, I didn't understand that plan. I'm like, why the water system and not like the air vents or something? And then it made sense. Fuku shot the alarm.
Yeah, this awesome shot of like him shooting the pistol, and you see like the bullet come out slowly, hits the sprinkler system, and then you just see all of them just like
the
turning
system
and just,
that's
like,
on the ground.
They straight up Wicked Witch and Melt.
And then there was just a really cool shot of just, like, him on the stairwell, just, like, and you just see, like, these piles of just, like, Amazon blood and just the bracelets.
Bracelets everywhere!
And I'm just like, that's cool. I'm glad they, like, you know, took notice to that. And
I hope they have a cleanup team.
Win for you. Stop picking those up!
And it just shows, like, the shot of the building from outside, just kind of, like, yeah, it's fucked up. Like, you can't quite tell from the outside, but inside it's, like...
You can tell that it's been gassed.
Dead things everywhere.
Yeah, but the problem is, how are they going to hide this from the government?
But yeah,
or
and then...
from civilians?
They go back to the van, and you just see, like, the leader. He, like, gets, like, communication or whatever, and, like, obviously someone, like, you know, get Alpha, apprehend him, please. Like, he's important. And then you just hear, like, the theme coming on, and Jin's, like, about to, like, talk to Haruka, and then just... BAM! And you just see him, Jin, look over at him, and he's like, you bitch.
I thought it was a really nice artistic choice that when he got the like, order to apprehend Jin, that we didn't actually hear it, that we just see him, like, on his headset.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, something's
happening.
And then
you're like, oh, what's going on? And then just, BAM! To the back of the head.
Yeah, and just, while he's getting the communication, you just hear,
No, when I started hearing that, I'm like, wait a minute, that's...
Yeah, I thought the episode was going to end with him getting the order, and that would be it.
And like,
well, no, it's like you just start to hear the music, and it's like, wait, we already finished the episode?
I thought it was well-paced.
And then Mamoru's, like, getting his wounds treated. And he's like,
tweeted out at Mole.
He's like, ah, it hurts! just like, I'm being gentle. And he's like, you know, he's a child, pretty much, so.
No, he's not. He's a teenager. No. Take it like a man.
Hey, I'm 27.
Take it like a mole.
I'm 27, and I have the mentality of a 12-year-old, so.
That's the name of the episode.
You. What?
Take it like a mole.
Take it like a mole. There you go.
Listen to your mole.
So
did you notice that the rooftop shot was one of the many locations that had been used before? I recognized it from the Nobunaga episode of Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
I recognized it from, you know, the O's cameo.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. I also recognized...
Where O's fought the Luna Dauphin.
I also noticed a really cool effect when, like, Haruka was transforming into Omega. Like, you see him, like, twist the belt, but you kind of see, like, the red kind of like bleed into the eyes, and I was like that's a neat effect.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that, but just overall this episode was just great. Like, it's my favorite in the series so far. Just so much good action. All the characters are doing something. Like, each character was doing something in the episode.
They're really well put together task
and
force.
Girl chick still
there's
doing stuff
just,
being like, oh, it's Haruka.
There just needs to be an
Mizuki.
I don't even care because she's barely in the show.
It's gonna be a Blu-ray box out of this. It's gonna be the extended cut. It's gonna be play all or play theatrical cut. And basically it's just all the episodes.
As one movie?
Yes.
Fuck, that'd be, like, forever. It'd be like Marathon and Lord of the Rings or something.
It would be 40 minutes times 12.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Four times 12. Add another zero to that.
Hey, let me see.
Do the math and say it and post it in the comments.
40 times 12. 480 minutes. So I don't know how long it is.
Divide that by 60.
Okay. 8 hours. So in 8 hours, you can watch all of Amazon.
That's like a Lord of the Rings viewing party.
No, that's 12 hours, dude. Especially if you watch the extended cut.
I said it's like a Lord of the Rings party.
So
it's more like Lord of the Bracelets.
So next week's episode is called Eyes in the Dark. And I'm assuming that we're going to see...
It involves Mizuki being attacked in a tunnel, I think.
Yeah, but we're also going to probably see them like trying to figure out like what's Alpha's deal. So.
Yep, probably.
Can't play for Ari on episode 5.
No,
we're not yet. We're still on 4. We're just finishing up.
Well, I can't.
Doesn't count.
Okay, I can't believe we've been doing this show
for 4 weeks.
For a month.
Damn. And I literally just come home from work and it's like, all right, let's record. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, literally, he got through the door and we're like, sit down, we're recording.
This was pretty much our what we did instead of actually doing Amazongist. Which probably was... This is probably a better idea.
I like this.
Oh,
it's slower
paced. Would have been terrible. Because
we would have had to do 3 episodes a week.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, if people want to, once we finish, we could just put all the episodes into one giant audio recording.
No!
Why not?
Because nobody would listen to it.
I don't know.
If you would listen to it, post in the comments.
Yeah, exactly. No one ever comments on our fucking shit. That's a shame. Comment on our shit, people.
Speaking of our shit, anyone listening to this, you might have seen our posts. We, as Cast Ranger, now have a Patreon!
Yeah!
Yeah, so...
Oh my... Holy shit!
So pay us and we'll do more extra shit
for
you.
Holy shit!
That's not how you're supposed to phrase it, Lane.
No.
You have to politely ask...
You know that's how I phrase everything!
To pledge!
Okay. Each... Wow. Before you say anything, look at those sound waves. It's an Amazon belt!
That's the right answer. Yeah, it's
Amazon
like
Amazon sonar.
It's like when we were talking about the first episode of Ghost, and just like the fucking sound waves looked like Ghost's face. That was weird.
Sure.
Ghost is shit, by the way.
Anyways, okay, check out our Patreon. It is literally just patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger, all one word. Take a look at the video we filmed, the goals and tiers that we have, and we appreciate you taking the time to do so and consider pledging to the show to help us bring you better content quicker.
We promise that there will be a better video in the future with more of the cast members.
And possibly a demo reel.
Yeah, possibly a demo reel.
I don't know what that was, I'm sorry.
Anyways, aside from that, you can find all of our crazy hijinks at castranger.podbean.com, the newly established Cast Ranger YouTube channel as well, which you can find in the links from any of our recent episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Our Facebook. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger.
I believe it's just RS Cast Ranger.
Oh.
And tweeted us at Ixie Studios.
I think we should have a Cast Ranger Twitter now.
Maybe.
Well, that's what our separate individual caster Twitters are for. Sure. Anyways, this has been Enter the Amazon. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a good night. Or have a good day.
Have an amazing day.
Amazon day. Leave an Amazon.
Kiki!
Ah!
Kiki!
Kiki!